Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. That's right. It does not get any better than that. The king of pop, regardless of what you think about his personal life. It just doesn't get any better than Billie Jean. Well, it has been it's been more than 12 years since Michael Jackson's performed on stage. And the King of Pop says, quote, "This is it for 50 consecutive nights in London coming this summer." He says, "This is it." Now, I don't know if he means this is it, like this is the concert to see this summer.
How about please let this be it?
Okay. Excuse me. We're playing Billie Jean.
Yeah, sorry.
Withhold comments,
a moment
please.
Of respect.
Thank you for Billie Jean.
Whatever.
Is he saying this is it? This is the last time I'm ever going to appear on stage? Or this is it? This is it. The concert you have to see this summer. Well, London is wondering the same thing. And Michael Jackson's 50 years old. He hasn't been showing up to some rehearsals. Some people think he might not make it through a grueling 50-night run, even though he is the king of pop. Well, we've got someone from London joining us to talk about it. Actually, from Liverpool, Chris Hawkins is a presenter on BBC Six. Digital music radio. He's in a train station. He's been trying to get Michael Jackson tickets. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, guys. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Yeah, it's more like, is this it, rather than this is it.
Okay, so is it?
Question. Well, who knows? Already, so predictably, we thought this is going to be such a big event. 50 dates, that seems a little bit ambitious. And lo and behold, as the dates draw closer, the first few get postponed, then more dates get set back to 2010. All very predictable. I think this was not a big surprise.
Right, but 50 concerts, are they all sold out already?
They are all sold out. Yeah, I tried to get tickets. I got an early bird code. I registered. I wouldn't put myself down as a great big Michael Jackson fan. But like you said, Todd, that song, Billie Jean, is just a masterpiece, a musical masterpiece.
It is.
And so I think for me, it's sort of a morbid curiosity to see what Michael Jackson would be like, having never seen him live before. It'd be my one and only chance to see him. So I registered, but the first tickets that I could get were for January 2010. And I thought to myself, do I now, almost a year ahead, want to pay £75 for one ticket to a gig that probably won't actually happen? And I think it's very unlikely that he'll do all 50 dates.
You think it's unlikely that that ticket would ever come to fruition in the first place? Let me ask you a question. If you knew that he was going to make that date, you'd pay £75 to see Michael Jackson, right?
I would. Really would. You know, reports here in the UK are saying, reports and rumours are saying that he'll only actually, Michael Jackson himself, will actually only play 12 minutes of any of the shows, and that there'll be so many dancers, lookalikes, and everything else. It will be one big Michael Jackson extravaganza, but maybe as little as 12 minutes of Michael Jackson actually performing himself.
All right, Chris, I have to ask, I know it's a tough ticket, but how does the presenter of BBC Six digital music radio station not get a ticket for Michael Jackson? How does that work? Where's your clout, man?
Well, that's a very good question. Led Zeppelin did something similar last year when they did their big comeback shows. Now, slightly different league and a slightly different set of fans for Led Zeppelin to Michael Jackson. But in the same way, even the biggest names, you're really big sort of Hollywood stars that were over here, were having to pay for their own tickets. It really is so unique. It's a one-off. This is a management masterpiece, if you like. It's a masterclass in how to manage a big event.
All right, Chris.
It's not just about Michael Jackson performing. It's a one big stage-managed show.
All right, I'm getting the sense the Brits approach favoritism with these hot tickets a little differently than we do. Oh. There it is, Thriller. That's Michael Jackson. He's performing in England. 50 shows. Will he make it? Just listen to this. It almost doesn't matter.